You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Wednesday.
Yes.
Wednesday, November what?
3rd. 11/3/21.
Time is just moving right along. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, November 3rd. Hallelujah. It's never too late to find your purpose. It's never too late to find your purpose. Don't give up
on your dream.
Yes.
It's about to happen.
It's about to happen.
It's closer than you think.
Uh-huh. It's the 11th hour. What is that burning desire in your heart that you haven't yet fulfilled? Come on. Go. Mm-hmm. Jesus says to the man at the pool, arise, take your bed up, and walk. Mm-hmm. The man has the ability to do all of what Jesus tell him. Mm-hmm. One, he has the ability to rise up out of his situation. Two, he has the ability and the strength to do what? Take his bed up. See what? Three things are going to happen here. And the man has the ability to do all three of them. One, to rise. He didn't need no help. He says, first, come on, rise up. Mm-hmm. He get up. Then he still, Jesus says, you don't need no help. Take the bed now up. You have the strength to do that. He took it up. So he rise up. Then picture that. Mm-hmm. Imagine. But no movement yet. Just one action. Then he said, take your bed up. Then he has to know, he has to take his bed up. He has to fold it up. There's some work here. There's some work. You got to put some work in. He has to roll that thing up. And now that he complete that, Jesus says, now walk. And he did. Because we know that he did. Because the next occurrence, Jesus find him where? In the temple, right? Mm-hmm. He was in the temple. Mm-hmm. So, I notice now he went where? To the temple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't go home. Mm-hmm. He went to the temple. You said something so profound this week that he was locked up from the inside. Mm-hmm. That was his problem.
He thought he was locked up on the outside.
Yeah.
But he was locked up from the inside.
Yeah.
He had an internal infirmary.
Infirmity. Until that is broken, mm-hmm. no movement. Because we live the inner world on the outside. What we are living on the outside is what is taking place on the inside. We're living the inner world on the outside. Let me say that again. The world that we exhibit on the outside is already on the inside. So whatever situation that we are in from the inside will come on the what?
Outside.
Yes.
Good or bad?
Good or bad. So you have to change from it. You can't change from outside. Mm-hmm. You have to change from within. Mm-hmm. We got to change from inside out. Hallelujah.
And have a revelation of what God has already put in us.
Yeah.
That he already had. This man already had the power on the inside of him, but he was looking for an external.
Yeah.
In Matthew chapter 20, they already had the power on the inside of them, but they had to move from the place of idleness. They had to be put into gear and to go into the vineyard. And when they went into the vineyard, they received what was right for them. So we have to be in position. In this time, God is repositioning, he's realigning, and he's reassigning some things. So we must be in position to receive everything that he has for us. I was talking to a lady a couple of weeks back, and she was talking about how she was in line for a position in the company that she was working for, an upper-level management position. She said there was like 7 or 8 people ahead of her. She said in a short period of time, I think she said like 6 months, each one of those people was removed from the position and she elevated so quick. So what may seem like it would have took till they retired or they found something better, in a short period of time, they were moved out of the way. So every placeholder, we must command every placeholder taking a seat in our next level of elevation must move. And as we are faithful in what is another man's, God will give us our own. We must be faithful. We continue to go from level to level. We support vision. We work toward somebody else's vision. Then God puts us in a position of leadership over the vision that he gave us. And then again, we support and then we move up. We're elevated again to another position of leadership. So God is calling each and every one of us from the place that we are, from the idleness of the marketplace into the vineyard. As we're closing the end of the year, it is not over yet. We're in November. We still got this month. We still got December. So the things that we told ourselves we were going to do, December 31st, 2020, the things we told ourselves we were going to do, let's get focused on those things. Do not put it off till 2022, because you're positioning yourself right now in 2021 for everything that you're going to receive in 2022. So we don't want to be just barely getting by. We want to be putting ourselves in position so when those opportunities begin to come our way, we are ready to move in that direction. There's nothing hindering us. There's no, oh man, I wish I would have, I could have, I should have. No, yeah. We're ready. We're appointed. Our time has come and we're moving in to the next thing that God has for each and every one of us.
There's a time and there's a purpose for everything under the sun. There's a what? A perfect time. There's the perfect timing for everything under the sun. This is the year for your breakthrough. This is the year of the 11th hour breakthrough. The 11th hour move in your life. Not another year, this one. And now you're in the what? The 11th month. You have to experience it. It says, how? Because if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you get a prophet reward. What a prophet. One that foretells something. One that proclaim something. One that hear and proclaim. Now, I heard it. I proclaim it. If you receive that word, you'll get it. If he says, this is my 11th hour, you'll get it. If you declare it into your life, believe it, accept it by faith, you will get it.
And it's up to you.
Yes.
It's up to you. It's not who. It's not where.
Yeah.
It's up to you. And the same thing in both these texts that we've been in this week. The man, he was looking for an external.
Yes.
But when he got the internal in line with the word that was released, he got his breakthrough.
Yeah.
The same thing in Matthew chapter 20. They were waiting. Nobody else hired us.
Them.
When they came in agreement, they went into the vineyard. They received what was right for them. So we are not waiting on a person. We're not waiting on a circumstance to change. We know 100% know our expectation is in God, that he is we are appointed, that he is moving things out of our way, and we are doing everything to be in position so we do not miss it.
Right. See, when hallelujah, think about this year. The guy who was lame at the pool, he did not know that man was Jesus talking to him. But he believed. He has to believe. He has to take his word by what? Faith. Jesus simply asked the man, do you want to be made well? And if so, then do what I tell you to do. It's implied. Because he told Jesus, sir, here's my situation. I want to be made well based upon these conditions. Number one, no man is here to help me. He didn't want to be made well.
I want somebody to carry me into the pool.
Yeah.
I want somebody to carry me to the place of breakthrough.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's not going to happen.
I felt bad. Hallelujah. He won't this morning. You know, he had already laid out the condition of how this thing is going to work. It says, I have no man would assist me. And how many times we stay stagnant in life because we said, well, I didn't get no help. Somebody did help me. I will really do it. I want it, but I have no help. And most of the time, we don't need no help. We got everything within us.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what the Bible says. The Lord God has given us everything that pertains to what? Life and godliness. Mm-hmm. You already got it. I got it. You got it. We got everything that we need in this life. Everything. We got it. We got to take it by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We got to accept it by faith. It is there. It's already there. Is already being prepared. Everything is ready.
Mm-hmm. And we got to go through the progression of
yes.
ask,
yeah.
seek, knock.
Yeah.
So sometimes we just want to stay and ask.
Yeah.
Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me?
Yeah, come on.
Seek is to do
yes.
what we know to do. Ask, we're asking God, we're gathering information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the seeking is the doing.
Yeah.
It's locating the place where we need to be, pressing our way to the place where we need to be. And then knocking is showing that we have arrived, that
right.
we're in position. We're knocking on the door. Okay, now the door is going to be open onto me because I'm in position.
Yes.
I can sit here and I can knock on this table all day, but I'm not in the right place to have a door opened for me. I have to be knocking on the door that's right for me.
Yes.
That's prepared for me.
Yes.
You could have everything that you know that you need from Walmart. You could have your whole list made out. But if it's not you that's going through those double doors, they ain't never going to open for you. They're going to open for everybody else who is in position in that zone right there. They're going to open for them. But just because you have a desire, just because you may have the things that you need, the money, you actually have to go. You have to be in position to walk through the doors that are available onto you. And Pastor talks about it all the time. We have books. There's so many books, so
yeah.
many people available to mentor you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in their books. Great people. Some people that are still alive today.
Yeah,
some people that died decades and decades ago. But they leave behind their impartation of the wisdom that they acquired as they moved through that same exploit that you are working to move toward. So we have no excuse, especially this day and time where you got all that. You don't even have to go to the library during the library hours and get out your library card and get your little card stamped. You could get information 24 hours a day,
yeah.
7 days a week, right in your hand on your cell phone.
It's so cool now. We have the audio book.
Mm-hmm.
You even have to read it.
You can listen while you go.
Go.
Listen in the car to Make Life Work.
Yeah.
Go on to Amazon, type in Make Life Work, Errol
yeah.
Beckford, and get that audio book. Make Your Day Count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIA.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by a pastor on staff here at East Coast Christian Center.
All right, good morning and good day. Hello out there. I'm Brian. I'm one of the pastors here at East Coast Christian Center. It's my honor to host Morning Breath with you guys out there. We're thankful that you tune in, are part of the show via podcast or even live or on the air 91.5 FM here locally. Thank you for tuning in. I got a couple friends.